This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of Colorado Mesa University students fought hate speech with joy at a party last night. Students organized the Unity Festival as a peaceful protest against a white supremacist who was invited to speak on campus by a school club. Michelle Masick was in a crowd serving up plates of free hot dogs while other students danced and played games.
I feel very empowered right now. I feel like we all have a voice out here and we are showing some hateful people what it means to really love each other.
Other students protested the speaker with signs in another part of campus. Some attended the talk in order to debate the speaker about his ideology. The planned appearance of a prominent conservative is keeping Colorado Republicans busy with a last-minute venue change. The party's annual fundraising gala is tonight. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the event's original location canceled earlier this week.
The move comes after public outcry over the state party gala's keynote speaker. Controversial right-wing podcaster and former Trump administration official Steve Bannon is delivering the keynote address. Widespread online complaints led the Antlers Hotel in Colorado Springs to cancel their involvement with the annual centennial dinner. It will now be held at Phil Long Music Hall on the city's north side. Protests are expected, but GOP officials say they will go on with the event as planned. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Turnout is low so far for the municipal election in Colorado Springs. Voters are choosing six new city council members. Less than 13% of ballots have been returned. The deadline to drop off ballots is 7 p.m. Tuesday. There is no in-person voting. We sent questionnaires to the candidates. You can see their answers at CPR.org. This is CPR News and KRCC.